Spotify put out their list of most streamed artists and most streamed songs.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's an interesting list because it's most streamed globally. And it doesn't really reflect the Grammys. I mean, a little bit it does, but not really. First of all, I'm surprised that the most streamed artists globally are all mostly American artists. They are American artists, which is so weird. I'm not saying that American artists aren't global. I mean, we keep hearing about like people like Madonna and Lady Gaga, people like that that tour all over the world. I get it. But you would think somewhere there are some artists
like
that
BTS.
Are... Well, no, well, BTS is, yeah, they're Korean, but they made a big splash here in America. They're huge. And they are on this list, by the way, of course. Yeah. But I mean, there should be people on this list that we've never heard of, which I think it's interesting. It's mostly artists that we know and we've heard of, and they're mostly American artists. So the most streamed artists globally, and it does not reflect the Grammy nominations either. That I thought was really interesting.
Yeah, they have no idea what they're doing.
Right. Like, remember you and I rediscovered or first discovered that John Batiste, that amazing artist that that had like 14 nominations. He is not on any of these lists.
Really?
Well, there's five artists that are the most streamed globally. Bad Bunny.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor Swift. BTS, Drake, and Justin Bieber.
Really?
Yeah, and that's really interesting because Drake, as you know, even though he does so much top 40 and pop type music, he only gets nominated in the rap categories. He got two nominations this year, one for best rap album, one for best rap performance. Yet he is one of the most streamed artists globally.
Mm-hmm.
The whole world.
That says a lot for pop music, though, because that's a pop music playlist, right? That's a typical hour on Z100, those five artists.
Yeah.
So that says something about pop music.
Yeah, you'll say that even more when I tell you the most streamed songs globally.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so number five is Levitating featuring DaBaby by Dua Lipa.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she had zero nominations. Good For You by Olivia Rodrigo. Stay with Justin Bieber and Kid Laroi. Montero, Call Me By Your Name by Lil Nas X.
Mm-hmm.
And the number one was Driver's License by Olivia Rodrigo, which is fascinating because Olivia Rodrigo has two songs in the most streamed songs in the world. Two.
And that's a slow song.
Yeah.
That's the weird thing about it. It's not like a pop, smash, danceable club track. It's a slow song.
And yet it works for everybody in the whole wide world. And finally, the most streamed albums globally. It sort of reflects the list I just gave you, but not really. Number five on the list, Doja Cat, Planet Her. I mean, we haven't even mentioned Doja Cat. So it's interesting that her album is one of the most streamed albums, but her songs are not. Ed Sheeran, Equals, is number four.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Bieber, Justice, is number three. Dua Lipa, Future Nostalgia.
Number two? Dua Lipa.
Number two.
Wow.
I know. And then, of course, number one is Sour by Olivia Rodrigo. Now, that at least makes sense because, you know, her songs are on all the other lists.
And it's weird that it's that type of genre. I mean, it's not rap, really. That's the hot thing. It's not rock. It's straight up pop. That couldn't be more bubblegum pop right there, those five albums.
But all over the world is what's really interesting about this. I mean, if this said the most streamed in America, I'd be like, yeah, well, of course. I mean, she's huge here.
Mm-hmm.
But globally, think about it. Like, she's just as big in Costa Rica as she is in Japan. Do you know what I mean? Like, just think about that. Olivia Rodrigo, like, what a powerhouse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Bad Bunny, you get Bad Bunny because he's in all those Spanish-speaking countries.
That's true. Yeah, that's why he's number one.
Yeah, he gets the big play there. But, I mean, there's a lot of different languages in the world, and I guess Olivia Rodrigo surpasses them all, and they just like the English. I don't know. Strange.
Well, that's why BTS and Bad Bunny make a lot of sense, because K-pop is huge everywhere. Like, everyone loves K-pop.
And there's a gazillion people in those countries. So people in those countries than in the U.S.,
but they love Taylor Swift just as much.
Yeah, what?
You know, Adele's not on this list. Neither is Lady Gaga.
Well, Lady Gaga hasn't had a big album in a while, and Adele will...
No, she had Chromatica.
And wasn't that big. Adele will be on the list next year.
Right.
You know, because her song right now is the number one streamed song in history, So Quick, or whatever it was.
I know, but what I'm saying is this list just came out today, and most streamed songs globally, I don't see Adele on this list at all.
And I wonder if she's one of those artists that people think are bigger than they really are. You know, you think Adele's huge, but then you look back at the research and doesn't come back. It's like back in the day, I thought Daughtry was going to be huge for our Hot AC format. But when the research came back, people hated it.
Hated it.
And we didn't know. We were too close to it. We said, yeah. I think this is going to be huge and we'll play the crap out of it. And it's just shit. Now you don't hear anything from Daughtry anymore.
But it goes both ways, because I remember the first time Ed Sheeran, when they were first bringing Ed Sheeran around, when he was doing that Angels to Fly, that song, remember?
Mm-hmm.
They brought him into PLJ. They brought him around all the radio stations in New York, and nobody was interested. They were like, oh, cute little redhead British kid. Okay, we'll play your one song, kid.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, like, when he left, the guys I was working with said, oh, shame. Like, you know, nice meeting you. Shame we'll never hear from him again. And then he turned out to be Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, but you have to understand in radio how many people we see like that come to the station and sing for us. And we say, oh, they're great. And you never hear from them again.
Yeah.
It's like we had one guy that came in. He won, I don't know, some singing show, and he was amazing and all that. His song was incredible. Nobody played him.
Right.
Don't even remember his name. You know, right. We thought he was great at the time. So you get so many of those people to come to the radio station and you never hear from them.
Well, look at someone like Adam Lambert. You know, we really thought he was going to be a huge star. I mean, he's on tour. He's replaced Freddie Mercury. You know, they Queen hired him to be their front man, which is awesome. But he didn't get any radio play. Very little. He had one song.
And
it got a tiny bit of radio play, and that was that. We thought that he was going to be the next Justin Bieber.
Yeah, not even close.